Welcome to Transformation with Martinet. Martinet Emmons is a transformational life coach who broke free from childhood abuse, sexual trauma, and overcame cancer to become a powerful force of healing and hope for others. Martinet describes traumatic events as fierce emotional tsunamis. They can leave impending doom and destructive tidal waves of emotions that hit you when you least expect it. Martinet helps her clients dive into the depths of their trauma and pain as she stands fiercely advocating for them to shine a light on those experiences and find the lesson in the pain. She serves as a beacon of hope that guides you to see the strength, lessons, and purpose that can be born from the pain. You can feel alive with purpose again when you awaken your dormant strength, step into your power with a sense of peace, and discover a new wave of hope with the right tools and support. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation to inspire you to find hope and to see that there is a beautiful blue ocean of serenity, happiness, and fulfillment in your future. Transformation with Martinet starts now.
Welcome, welcome to Transformation with Martinet. This is where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. I'm excited to be back. I took a little sabbatical for a month, so this is my second show since being back, and it feels pretty darn good. I hope everybody out there is feeling great and is excited for an awesome show. Today, my guest is Shai White, and we are talking about so many things. Mental health is our topic of our show, though. Today, she is a holistic life coach. And Shai, why don't you introduce yourself as you see yourself?
Hi, everyone. So my name is Shai White. I am a mental health professional as well as a holistic life coach. I specialize in stress management, anxiety, depression, as well as self-care. My audience is primarily, I will say, female. Mm-hmm. And it's all about how do we show up and how do we take care of ourselves. And that's what my main focus is. So it's your mind, it's your body, it's your spirit and your emotions. And that is how I, it's that holistic approach that I use in order to work with the people that I do have an opportunity to share space with.
Yeah, that's really great. You know, I think for us women, it takes getting a little bit older in life to realize that we do need to care for ourselves, because us as women, everybody's first, kids, husband, any spouse, whatever, is, we just tend to have a tendency to do that. We just put everybody before us and we'll just think, well, we'll take a break eventually. Mm-hmm. You know, and then we start getting the signs and our body's like, you know what, if you don't do something now, we're going to make you take that break. So when did you realize that you really need to start taking care of you?
It was actually when I was in graduate school. Mm-hmm. And caring for a family, my grandmother, you know, was in sort of those last sort of stages of dementia, a graduate student, a full-time employee, full-time internship. And then all of a sudden, it was one class that triggered. And I went from feeling anxious to feeling stressed to meeting with the ENT doctor, to meeting with the cardiologist, to meeting with my primary care doctor. And there was one other who did I to have allergies tested. So I was under so much stress that all parts of me were being affected. And, you know, even at that time when I was in graduate school, one of the requirements was to go to counseling. And I remember just being totally against it. Why do they want us to go? And then when all of these things started happening, when I tell you I could not get there fast enough, it was like, I need to find a therapist fast. She was able to schedule me. Like, I remember it was like right before July 4th. And it was just something that I needed. I needed that outlet. And then I had to start putting things in place, but it was graduate school and the anxiety was just on 100. The stress level was on 100 and my body was bearing all of it. And eventually it would have shut down if I didn't start to put things in place for myself it was just sort of a ripple because I was ignoring it. You know, I do mm-hmm. also, I come from a family that's like, no, you just keep going and you don't talk about yeah. it and you just keep going. And my body was like, no, we can't. Yeah. I need you to pause.
Yeah, that's, I can't imagine all those things. And all of us, you know, it's, I can say that I can't imagine that. And then I might tell you something, you'd be like, I can't imagine that, you know, it's until you go through something. But mm-hmm. I remember my mom and dementia. Mm-hmm. And at that time raising, I'm in a second marriage blended family, five little kids, the youngest being four, and her dementia hit kind of early. Mm-hmm. And trying to handle her, help my dad handle her and kids and business and all that. It's just like, oh my gosh, you know, it's, I relate. I yeah. do. It's a hard, mm-hmm. hard road.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, with my grandmother, you know, she primarily raised me. So mm-hmm. to see this woman who was just so strong and, you know, yeah. just so feisty in a way, and then mm-hmm. to be so fully dependent, not able to speak anymore. You have to feed, you have to bathe.
Yeah.
And it was hard. And I remember one of my professors actually telling me, you're experiencing grief.
Yeah.
And I never thought of it that way, right? Because mm-hmm. sometimes when we talk about grief, we reference it as someone who's no longer here. Mm-hmm. So to have been experiencing grief for so long, because even when doctors said one thing, it didn't happen that way. So it was years of just watching this woman who taught you how to be strong, who taught you how to speak up mm-hmm. for yourself, who taught you all of these things to now be fully dependent. And it was just really hard to watch that. And there were times when...
Yes, I know. It's okay.
There were times when I was feeling so stressed and I would go to the nursing home just to sit in her presence.
Yes.
Even though she couldn't speak, sitting in her presence mm-hmm. was just enough. And I received what it was I needed for me to continue. Mm-hmm. And then she passed in 2018, mm-hmm. In March of 2018. And my sister, you know, she's a little upset because my grandmother and I, our birthdays are a day apart in February. So my sister's birthday is in March. So she always says she could have just held on just a little bit longer just to be here for her birthday. But yeah, it was just a really hard transition just watching someone go through that. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just another weighted layer to what I was already going through within my own body and then all of the responsibilities that I had as well.
Yeah. You know, you wonder sometimes too, how much can you really take? You know, that was a lot of times my thought, because like you, you know, you watch this woman in your life change so dramatically, because for me, it's like, I had moved. My mom started to decline about 10 years before. I mean, we were just seeing different things and it's like, oh my gosh. And I remember there's one point where I remember saying to myself, like, I can't call my mom anymore for advice. I can just call her for happy things in life. I can't ask her what to do anymore. You know, she was still there for those mama hugs, you know, that was there, but the connection, you know, it wasn't there. And then, I had moved to Michigan from California. And after a year, my dad's like, okay, I got to have help and I'll move us there, but I can't do this alone anymore.
Yeah.
And he decided to put both of them on a train to come here. And I hadn't seen my mom in a year. And when they got off the train and it was like in one of those, you know, like you'd see at the airport, like a cart that would handle somebody disabled, you know, going. And I saw her on there. I'm like, oh my God. Mama. And it just made me like cry and she barely knew who I was, you know, during, you know, a little bit later on in the day, a little bit, but not so much, kind of an in and out thing. So gosh, it's just it's a journey.
Yes.
It's a journey.
Yeah, yeah it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that is one illness that, well, there's so many, my goodness, cancer, dementia, Alzheimer's, like, oh, please let us get some kind of cure. Because it's the hardest things is to see your people hurt.
To watch and be a part of. And even them, you know, during those early stages of it, still wanting to do what they want, you know, what they were used to doing. But then it's like, no, you can't do that. You know, my grandmother was missing a few times, you know, and even though she was my grandmother, I always felt she looked at me as her younger daughter. So if I tried to say something, it's like, oh, no, right? No, you need to stay in your place. But there were maybe two or three times that she may have gone missing. So even dealing with that. Well, thank God, you know, she was always found within probably less than 24 hours, but just that idea of walking out. So there were times, you know, when you just mentioned your dad about saying, I can't do this, like, I really need help and support. Yeah. I think that's just really important because sometimes people don't speak up and say, I need help. And before they moved my grandmother actually into a senior citizen building, before she went into the nursing home, I still lived with her. And it that started to take a toll on me also, even though it was still sort of in those early stages, because you're never at rest. It's always like one eye is open, you know, listening for the door just in case, you know, she tries to go out and, you know, is the stove off? If she's, you know, so it's those type of things. And I think it was really hard for me because at the end of the day, I'm still like, I'm just a granddaughter.
I'm just
the granddaughter. So it was just, you know, I just want to be the granddaughter. But her kids are, you know, my aunt, my mom, and my uncle, they definitely stepped in. But when I was living with her, it was like, I just want to be the granddaughter.
Oh, I imagine that. Did you guys go through Sundowners?
No.
Okay. Yeah. It's almost like when at night is when they're awake. 3 a.m, they want to go. And my mom would fight with me at 3 a.m. I want to go see Stephen, my brother, or I want to go do this. I want to go do that. No, we've got to wait a while, mom. It's not time.
Right.
And and she would get mad. So there was a lot of stuff. So we're going to take a quick break, but then we're going to come back and talk about all kinds of good stuff. Okay. Some more uplifting stuff.
Yes.
So thank you everyone for listening and we'll be right back.
One day, I arrived early to meet a friend for lunch. One of the wait staff welcomed me with a beautiful smile. It was everyday magic. We experience this kind of thing all the time, but it was magical because the smile made me feel happy and content. The Sanskrit word for smile is smitam. It means fully blossomed, fully bloomed, and expanded, like an empty field suddenly full of spring flowers. In the same way, a bright smile given freely changes everything. It can warm the heart. It can reassure or inspire or uplift. It can bring joy or lift a burden. Try it for yourself. Smitam, a smile, and discover a little everyday magic. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover everyday uplifting magic together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
It is absolutely possible to transform your adversity into positivity, minimizing your stress and illness with a mindset reset. Martha Davidson is a mindset reset consultant and rapid transformational therapist. She shares 4 mindset hacks that can lessen your stress and be the catalyst to accelerate happiness, amplifying newfound inner peace of mind. For more information, visit marthadavidson.com.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Choose the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Shai White. She's a holistic health coach and so much more. And we were just talking about dementia and both of us having gone through that, her with her grandmother, me with my mom. And it's a journey, as we were talking about. It's an absolute journey to see our loved ones going through these stages. So Shai, after your grandma passed on, how did you like kind of transition into another way of living? Because you get so used to being kind of watchful, making sure, you know, the doors don't open, you know, all these different things like we talked about. How did you transition back into normal life, quote unquote?
So it, because there's overlap in between, me being in graduate school, my grandmother, you know, with the dementia, it was within the graduate school and some of the things that I was also learning as a counselor, which I would start to apply to myself. And then once my grandmother passed, so I was working initially with children, families who had children with autism. And I had did that for 10 and a half years. And at some point I knew that my time there was coming to a close. And it was in between the time of my graduation and 2 years continuing to work for that same company is when I started to put things in place for myself on how do I start to level out the anxiety that I had been experiencing? How do I start to balance out my life in regards to the stress and all of the symptoms that I had been experiencing? And one of the things that I actually turned to was aromatherapy. So aside from being a holistic life coach, I'm also a certified aromatherapist. My favorite oil is lavender. So at some point that became my, de-stressor. So those moments when I was really, you know, at 10, you know, it's one of those oils you can kind of just tap on your skin. Rub and just have moments. And it was me taking, using the lavender. It was me being intentional about my breathing because that was one of the things that I noticed as well about myself. I wasn't breathing. It was just very, and at some point it came to my attention, like, you're not breathing. You're breathing, but you're not breathing. And it was all of those, it was some of those things that I would start to just put in place before I would leave the office. I would just sit calmly for a moment, turn the lights off, maybe on YouTube and put on the sounds of the ocean because I also enjoy being in the water. And then it was those things. So once I left my job, I said I was going to take time off. And because I planned it the way that I did, I was able to take 10 months off before I actually went back to find another job. And that was something that I really needed for myself was I needed that moment to regroup. I needed that moment to be still. I needed that moment to figure out what is it that Shai needs and what does she want in order for her to move into the next phase of what it was I needed to do. And during that time, I just enjoyed my time. You know, I started to put things in place. I hosted my first wellness workshop in June of 2018. And it was just those things. So focusing on my breathing. And then I enrolled in the aromatherapy program because at some point I'm like, well, what exactly is in this lavender that's, you know, making this so therapeutic for me? So I found a program and I enrolled. It was a lot more intense than I thought it was going to be, but it just opens me up to just fully understand the benefits of using essential oils, mm-hmm. And how they can actually help your mind, your body, the physical part, you know, your skin and things of that nature. So it was just putting those, it was me developing my own coping strategies, mm-hmm. what techniques work, and being intentional and realizing that I could no longer wait until I was feeling stressed to do something about it. Mm-hmm. That it took me doing things daily for myself in order for it to have the impact that I needed for it to have for me.
Mm-hmm. I think that's beautiful that you took that time and that you were able to take that time. Just even for me, it's like I took a month off recently from the podcast. I still had some work that I needed to do, but just letting go of even one thing for a bit and just focusing on breathing. Because it's true. How many of us are just taking in little breaths that we need? How often are we, especially for anxiety, to actually take in that deep breath, you know? Yeah. And I know essential oils are really good for some people. For me, it doesn't work because I've got such a sensitive system to smells, and even something as natural as essential oils, just my body chemistry doesn't like it.
Okay.
But I know for a lot of people, it's a very good thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it is. And it's actually something that I still do. It's something that I handcraft now. And I do have my clients who, you know, depending on what they need or depending on what they want. So it's, you know, I create those things based off of what they're saying that they are going through in order to assist with, you know, it's all about just stress. It's how do we manage the stress? How do we create some sort of balance? How do we just create quiet moments for ourselves? Mm-hmm. And I just think that's just really so important for not only our mental health, but for our body. For our emotions, you know, identifying how you're really feeling, you know, putting words to those feelings, because sometimes depending on how we were raised, we weren't taught how to actually express these emotions. So we just have them, you know, dwelling with inside of us and we don't know what to do with them. So that was one of the things for myself also, which I had been, you know, working on from years prior, you know, speaking up for myself. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that was really, really critical when I was in graduate school was similar to what you said about your dad, to go back to that again, I had to ask for help.
Yeah.
I had to say, something is off and I really, really need help. And that's a hard thing sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Right? No, we have it. I got it. No, I got this all together. No, no, no. Shai had to get to a place where she said, no, I don't have it. And I really need help. And my family did step in to help when I needed them because they saw, you know, they don't ask for help. We don't ask for help. You just kind of, once again, just go on with your day. Exactly. And it was like, no, I'm not going. And where I'm going is not good. And I really need you guys to help me.
Yeah. And that is like, you know, they, a lot of people, oh, it's weak if I do that. It's absolutely not weak. It's strength to admit that you need help. And that doesn't matter whether we're male or female. That is something that we need to do. And there, and the whole thing, I know you are just like me, so passionate about mental health and being an advocate for that, because God, it should be as normal as going to your regular GP. Seeing a therapist, seeing a coach, seeing it, whoever, even just sitting with a friend and just saying, you know, I need a hug or I need you to listen to me. Mm-hmm. That needs to be, it needs to be normal, not something that's looked down upon.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's that constant. And that's sort of how I started with those workshops in 2018, mm-hmm. was just, no. You know, we have to take this time and get to a place where you're okay to say something is wrong and I need help.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it was bringing us together to create this space where we can just talk So within those workshops, we did an open discussion. So they were quarterly. So it was mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional for the year. And what we would do is we would have a discussion based off of our mental health. And then I also enjoy dance. So we did therapeutic movement. I would take a song to your mind, and we would just learn a minute of cardio. And then we would end it with grounding. So I also do guided imagery. So it was that meditation piece. So it's that open discussion. It's the therapeutic movement to kind of blend it all together. And then now we're just going to leave and this tranquil Zen space by just doing some breathing and visualization together. I think it's just really, really important. And just understanding that mind-body connection and how it affects each other. And how you said, you know, is just the same as you going to your primary care doctor, right? Yeah. It's just as important to check in with your mind, because the mind is powerful. And the mind will have you think some things that are just not necessarily true. And it has to be checked. And sometimes we can't check it alone. And that's okay, right? You know, get the support, get the help, lean into whatever your support system is. And sometimes people say, I don't have support. We have to look at that. There has to be at least one person that you can trust and feel safe enough to say, I just need somebody to support me. I just need someone to hear me. Even if they can just walk with you to the other person, right? So you to get that professional help. It's just really important that we really, you know, trust our circle, trust our network enough. And even if it's, like I said, just one person that you can lean on so that you can get the help and the support that you need.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of, in my community, you call it kind of like blind spots. You know, you just can't see, and you might not even, whether it's even something like a, I don't know, trauma, turmoil, adversity, I don't know, all these hard things coming at us. It's not even always that. It's just even moving forward in life, certain things you just can't see, you get stuck, you know, or as Les Brown always always says, and I love this, when we go through things, we just park. We just sit there, we park, you know, and sometimes we need someone else to not only believe in us, but to help put that car in gear again and get going. We need that.
And that's why I think community is so important. I'm all for being individual, you know, but I also believe in the strength of a community.
Yes.
And it's about who's in your community, who's in that, you know, network. And unfortunately, you know, sometimes it's not your family.
Right.
Sometimes you have to, you know, lean to people that maybe you don't necessarily know, but you create that type of relationship with. Yeah. So it just depends, you know, just taking the blinders or the lens off, or wiping the lens off, just so that you can see who's really around me that can actually help and support in regards to what it is that I might be going through in the moment.
Absolutely. A lot of our friends, colleagues, they turn into family. They do. I am lucky to be blessed with just beautiful community. And I know that I have any number of people I could turn to if I need them. And I think everybody should have that.
Yes. And even if it's just a few, a little small little circle, you know, sometimes it doesn't have to be this huge number of people, you know, just an intimate number of people that, you know, if something is happening, that you have someone that you can turn to. And I just, it's just so important. And it also takes us to be in a place to be vulnerable. And that was something that I also had to learn as well. Right. Yeah. It was, you know, growing up, it was keep quiet, right? Tell people your business. And that started to take a toll in my adulthood, because life changed. It's different when you're a teenager, right? You're kind of just free flowing, you know, and then when life really hits as an adult, it's like, oh, wait a minute. You know, I can't just keep holding all this stuff in because I don't know what to do with it. And I'll say this, that my journey actually started when my dad died. Because there was so much unresolved emotion attached to that relationship. And then that's when it all started to come out, like, oh no, wait, I have anger here that needs to be addressed. I have bitterness here that needs to be addressed, right? So it'll take, something will happen. And it's just up to us to say, I can't continue to live this way. I something is off, and I have to do something about it. And it's just in those moments where it's now you've taken that step back to assess, what is it that I need and what is it that I need to do?
Yes, absolutely. And I want to touch back on, we're going to take a break, but about being a teen and being free flowing. I think that's changed a bit nowadays with children, but I would like to go back with that. But first, before we take the break, where can people find you?
That you guys can find me at, well, I'm on IG. So my tag on IG is I am Chy, C-H-Y, white, like the color. You can also find me on LinkedIn, and it's Cheyenne is my full name, C-H-E-Y-E-N-N-E. And my last name is White, like the color.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And we'll be right back, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in.
It is absolutely possible to transform your adversity into positivity, minimizing your stress and illness with a mindset reset. Martha Davidson is a mindset reset consultant and rapid transformational therapist. She shares 4 mindset hacks that can lessen your stress and be the catalyst to accelerate happiness, amplifying newfound inner peace of mind. For more information, visit marthadavidson.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least 3 things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be, but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martine, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Chy White, and we've been talking about all kinds of good stuff here. And one of the main things being that we are both passionate about is mental health and how it needs to be as normal as going to your general practitioner. It needs to be as normal as that. So, Shai, I touched a little bit right before we left about teenagers, and I feel, and as we talked about a little on break, that teens today have it so much harder than we did. And, you know, like I said, yes, I had the internet and all that, but social media was not what it was at all for me. And I'm glad of that, just like you're glad of that. So what, I know you've worked with children, and what do you talk to them about in regards to anxiety and how to manage it? And the bullying is stronger. We have so much more worrying as parents now. What is your best advice to young people now and how to manage these situations?
Speak up.
Yes.
Similar to with the adults, find a trusted adult who can support you.
Yeah.
Even in those moments when you feel there is no one, it's just me, I'm just alone, no one likes me, no one wants to be my friend, no one cares. There's someone that cares about you.
Yeah.
And it's just seeking out, who is that? Is it your mom? Is it your dad? Is it an aunt? Is it a cousin? Mm-hmm. You know, if you're in church, is it, you know, one of the youth leaders? If you are in school, is it one of the teachers? Is it one of the coaches, the guidance counselor, the lady in the lunch cafeteria, right? So it's about, who am I surrounded by? Who when I'm around them, I feel safe. I feel okay. I feel a connection with, right? So it's speaking up. It's speaking up if you're experiencing being bullied. Mm-hmm. Speaking up if someone violates your body. Speaking up if you are experiencing overwhelmed sadness. Speaking up if you're having difficulty not sleeping. Speaking up if you are experiencing suicidal ideations. Mm-hmm. Not staying quiet. Finding, who is the person that I could possibly go to and tell them, this is what's happening with me. Even if you're scared. I remember when I was in kindergarten, and it was boys that they didn't necessarily touch me, but they touched me inappropriately. And I remember saying to my friend, come with me to go tell the teacher. So sometimes you may be scared, but if there's someone in your circle that's close to you, ask them to come with you as a support system. It would just really be, speak up. Find someone that you trust enough to say something. You can no longer keep quiet. There's someone there that can help you, someone there that can support you, but they're not going to know if you stay silent.
Right. And it's hard to speak up sometimes, you know, it is. And I commend you for doing that. You know, there was a person in my high school years, because my freshman year was kind of easy. I was a new girl, you know, so I was interesting to people. Right. And then, but I was painfully shy. So I got picked on a lot as like going into the, you know, sophomore, junior, that kind of thing. And whatever they could find vulnerable about me was picked on. But there was a young person, her name was Shelly. I'll never forget her, but she always stood up for me. She did. And she knew some of my home life wasn't perfect. It was rough. but she even took me to her counselor. She took me to just get some support that I wouldn't have had otherwise. I'll never forget her for that. So it could be just somebody, you know, it might be scary to speak up, but there is going to be somebody there that will listen, or that you can find comfort in. Seek out that person.
Absolutely.
I agree with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it can be, you know, depending on what you're experiencing, especially when we think about depression and when we think about being bullied and when we think about having suicidal thoughts, that can be scary. So it is just looking for a moment. You know, there is a hotline number that you would be able to call even for that support, which they recently changed, which is now three numbers, 988, right? So there's support there. But in order for you to get the help and the support that you need, it's you getting to the place where you say, I have to say something.
Yeah.
I can't hold this in any longer. Because it doesn't have to be that way.
Right.
Even my work with the teens that I've had an opportunity to work with, just giving them that space, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm, you know, having them come in, building that, you know, rapport with them, having them come in and just giving them a space to kind of talk. Yeah. I remember one of my lovely clients, you know, it was said, I didn't like my other therapist. So I said, no, why not? And they were like, because they just thought they knew everything. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's just finding someone who will just listen to you. Yeah. Sometimes you may not want advice. Sometimes you just need somebody to hear you so that you can release, you know, what you are experiencing, the thoughts that you've been having, and then maybe come together as a support to say, well, maybe we should go and see if we can get you a different level of help or support.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And, you know, a good therapist too, I'm also, along with being a coach, I'm also an executive assistant to a couple therapists, and both of them, you know, they are fine if somebody wants to switch to somebody else. Doesn't happen often. They are dynamic. However, they're open to that. Not everybody connects with everybody. And you do need to find that right fit. It's very important.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's so even now, you know, the job that I work for, one of the things that we do tell them when they call in to do the intake and for the referral is, if you start with this counselor and if you feel they're not a good fit, please give us a call back so you can receive a referral. So, you know, sometimes it may not be. So if you've ever even done counseling before and you felt like maybe this person, you know, they don't hear me, they're not listening to me, or they just sit there and they're not saying anything, speak to your parents about it, right? And then see if you can find someone else who would be a good fit for what it is that you need support with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's great advice. So, so you've had like 7 years of advocacy and, you've been working hard to serve the community. What is next for you?
Ooh, I would love to open a non-for-profit.
Ah, yes.
Before I started working with families who had children with autism, I was actually in the process of that. Mm-hmm. And then once I started working full time, it kind of just fizzled. Uh-huh. But now that I just, you know, I am still working full time, but I don't have the same responsibilities. Mm-hmm. So I have more free time. So I would love to open a nonprofit for children.
Uh-huh.
I would also, a dream is a wellness retreat.
Oh, nice.
So somewhere where people can come and do retreats.
Mm-hmm.
That is a dream of mine. So the nonprofit, a wellness retreat, or even a spa. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the things. And then outside of expanding now, just my coaching, so that I can have more of an impact in regards to wellness, and the people that I've been called to serve, the people I've been called to support, the people I've been called to advocate for and to, you know, regarding, you know, that aspect of mental health, which I'm so passionate about. Someone was saying, well, maybe you should go to DC and, you know, so we'll see. There are some things that we're working towards, and there's some things that.
Jesus.
Do you feel like love is just taking you for a ride? If you struggle to find yourself in a fulfilling romantic relationship, join me, Love Coach Mariah, in my show, Becoming Secure in Love, from push and pull to peace of mind, every second and fourth Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Discover the joy of being loved as your true, authentic self. Visit LoveCoachMariah.com for more. That's LoveCoach, M-A-R-I-Y-A.com.
IG, I am Shy, C-H-Y, white's like the color. I'm also on LinkedIn, Cheyenne, C-H-E-Y-E-N-N-E, last name white, like the color.
Awesome. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in, and we'll be back in just a few. Thank you.
It is absolutely possible to transform your adversity into positivity, minimizing your stress and illness with a mindset reset. Martha Davidson is a mindset reset consultant and rapid transformational therapist. She shares four mindset hacks that can lessen your stress and be the catalyst to accelerate happiness, amplifying newfound inner peace of mind. For more information, visit marthadavidson.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Are you ready for the real results you want? Don't miss the new show, Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Join Dr. Pat Basile and me monthly to tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion offers you practical solutions for your transformational changes. Find out more about show dates and times or connect with me directly at georgettelepage.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. And we really, we can conquer everything. I want everybody to know that. My guest today, Shy White, will tell you the same thing. We can. We are overcomers. So, Shy, we were talking about a little on the break. I know that you've overcome a lot in your life, anxiety, grief, so many different things. And if someone were to approach you or just say to you, maybe you're alone in the elevator with someone or you're at a Starbucks and someone just happened to say, you know, gosh, I need to make some changes in my life and I just don't know where to start. What would you say to them?
I would say sometimes we will ask someone, how you're doing. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of those questions that we really just ask, mm-hmm. not necessarily wanting to know. So that is probably what I would ask. Mm-hmm. How are you doing? Mm-hmm. And then I would say it again. No, really. Uh-huh. How are you doing? and just give them that space to kind of share what it is that they're feeling mm-hmm. in that moment, right? Mm-hmm. But then also letting them know, I am a stranger. Just share what you feel comfortable with sharing. Mm-hmm. And then depending on what they may say, that interaction with them, you know, watching their body language, watching their affect, giving them feedback based off of what they said, because sometimes what they may say to me and the way that and how their body language reads, mm-hmm. it's very different, right? So I've even had people say things to me and I'll say, well, that's not what I'm seeing in your face. Mm-hmm. So it's what's really going on. What is it that you're really holding on to that you're either too scared to say because we don't know each other, mm-hmm. or it's just so deep within that you're afraid or you're scared or just don't know how to pull it out? Because mm-hmm. sometimes things can be so deep within us that it's painful even to think of starting to look at those things, starting to unpack those things. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I would share, right? Just the layers and the different things, validating their feelings, right? Yeah. So if they do share, you know, this is what I've been experiencing, you know, I've been feeling kind of down, I've been feeling sad, or I'm having relationship issues, or I've been thinking about self-harm, you know, validating those feelings and those emotions, mm-hmm. because sometimes people need to hear, there's nothing wrong with you feeling that way.
Yeah.
Right? You're going through something and those emotions that you're experiencing, they're normal. Those emotions make you human. Mm-hmm. And then also just encouraging them. Yes, mm-hmm. you're going through this, but there is a way to work your way out of it. Mm-hmm. There's a way to work your way out of it. Either you can do the work on your own or you can get support. So whether that's, once again, meeting with a counselor, whether that's meeting with a coach, whether that's, you know, that professional help, because sometimes we can't do the work alone. Mm-hmm. And sometimes working it out with a friend may not be enough. Mm-hmm. Right. So sometimes you may need to seek out professional help. Right. And then also, if possible, sharing with them some resources. This is how you go about seeking out counseling. Right. This mm-hmm. is some of the ways you can go about, maybe suggest this is the type of coach that may be a good type of fit for you in regards to what you may need help or support with. Giving them just that little bit of information about what the counseling process might look like. You know, how to go about searching out for a counselor, where to look, some of the things that should even be held within the counseling session. Mm-hmm. Some of the people I also speak to, I say, because this is how I was taught, the counselor should be asking you at some point within those sessions, how do you feel the sessions are going? Mm-hmm. So it's those simple things, understanding what the process is, normalizing, you know, seeking that type of professional help, right? But then also depending on what that person in Starbucks told me, she may not need a coach. A counselor. You know, he may not need a counselor. Maybe a coach is suffice. And that was also part of the reason why I got into coaching, was because everyone doesn't need therapy. Mm-hmm. So how do I join and bring the two together to support the different needs that a client may have, mm-hmm. right? So just once again, what type of coach could possibly support you in this life transition that you're going through, believing and hoping that on the other end of this, it's a very different picture.
Oh yeah.
Right. So it may be dark now. It may be gloomy sometimes. You may have those down moments, but if you're willing to seek the help, to get the help, yeah. someone to journey with you through this tunnel, journey with you as you're going through this, to collaborate with you, mm-hmm. there's something so beautiful that might be on the very end what you've been going through.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we say in my community is, Yana, you're not alone. And I think people need to hear that, mm-hmm. you know, that, hey, I get you. I've been there. We may not be in the exact same situation, but I can understand, and you're not alone.
Yeah.
You know, I think that is so absolutely important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's why some, you know, sometimes we can stay in a certain space or a certain situation because we feel alone.
Yeah.
And sometimes we do just need someone to kind of just, you know, I got you. Right?
Yeah.
We're going to walk this together. So whether it's that person that's saying, I got you, and they're going to pass you on to someone else who can journey with you on a different level, or whether it is that person that's going to continue to journey with you. But there's different times that we're going to have in our lives that we just need to really have support. There's some things we're able to get through on our own. There's some things we're able to get through by just checking in with a friend. But then there's some things where we just need that professional help.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay.
Yes, absolutely. And it's more than okay. You know, it should just be normal, like I keep saying, a normal part of our life. Yeah. Yeah.
Your mind is important. Your body is important. You know, the spiritual aspects of yourself are important. Your emotions are important.
Yeah.
And sometimes it has to come out. You have to put words to what it is and be in a place where that you're saying, I have to speak up. Once again, I have to speak up, seek support, and just believe that whatever you're going through, you're going to get through it.
Yes.
There's two things that I say to myself when I'm going through stuff, and I'm going through something now.
Mm-hmm.
It is just, this can't be it.
Right?
There has to be more to life than what I'm experiencing right now. And that's what I continue to hold on to. The belief of, yes, this is a part of the journey. Yes, this is what I'm going through in this particular season, but it's not always going to be this way.
Right. It is. We go through seasons, and it's like, we just got to ride it out. It never stays this way.
Right.
I think that's something that sometimes we have to remind ourselves or remind each other that it is a season, and that if we can just kind of sit in it, you know, let it teach us what it's meant to teach us, and then we go forward again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are your final thoughts in our last minute or so of the show? What would you like to leave our audience with?
There's still hope. Even if your situation feels hopeless, there's still hope.
Yes.
No matter what you're going through, you're able to get through it.
Right.
And once again, if you can't get through it on your own, don't be afraid to speak up and ask for help.
Absolutely. Yes. It's okay. And I am one of those too, that it's hard to do. I am more the one that wants to give the help, but boy, it's good to ask for it when you need it. It's essential to ask for it when you need it. And most people are willing to help.
Yes. If they know.
Yep.
If they know, because people can't help you if they don't.
They don't know. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So just before we end, one more time, where can everybody find you? Shy.
You can find me on Instagram at I am Shy, C-H-Y, white, like the color, as well as LinkedIn, Cheyenne, C-H-E-Y-E-N-N-E, last name, like the color.
Wonderful. And I love your name, by the way. I think that's a beautiful, beautiful name.
Thank you.
It's so pretty. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your wisdom. And thank you everyone for tuning in. We so appreciate you, and feel free to reach out to either one of us for coaching, for support, advocacy. We will be here to help you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Bye everyone.
Thank you for listening to Transformation with Martinet. Did listening today spark a sense of hope and possibility? Hold on to this feeling and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific for more inspiring conversations with Martinet and her guests. They will show you there is hope, and you are right where you need to be. Martinet is dedicated to supporting you right where you are while launching you towards promise, passion, and possibility that leads to the fulfilled life your heart aches for. If you're tired of being stuck, schedule a complimentary consultation with Martinet and get on the exciting path towards the life you want to be living. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.